Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hello, welcome back. I wanted to share with you, since I've been talking about ways to be grateful and ways to get better, as we are about to end the year, and I know some of you already give up on your goals, and I'm suggesting that you don't. You continue grinding, continue pushing, at least get you close to the finish line as you can, as opposed to just give up altogether. So that way, on January, when it's time for you to start, you're starting closer to the finish line, right? So today, I'm going to share 7 habits of serenity. These things are not different than anything that you've heard throughout this year or from me before or any other expert that you're listening to. The reason we keep sharing those things, because that seems to be the thing that's the easiest to do for you, for me, and the people around us. And it's simple tasks that you could actually do. So let's get on with it, right? The 7 habits of serenity. Number 1. Create a calming morning routine. When you wake up out of bed, I know if you're anything like me, you're trying to get as much sleep. So you wake up really at the last minute, past the minute that you're supposed to be up. And when you do that, you get behind and then you end up rushing. So I know for some of you that are not out like me, meaning you like to stay late and hate waking up early. No, it has to be a give and take. Figure out what's going to keep you calm in the morning. Yes, you have to wake up early, especially when you have to wake up. So you'll need to continue finding yourself about it. Figure out how can you make it the best morning for you. Keep yourself calm from the time you wake up to the time you sit at your desk or till you get to your first task of the day. It keeps your energy up that way. Another thing is be thankful. That you hear that a lot, be thankful and grateful, because when you do that, it helps you focus on the things you have, right? Versus the lack in your head, oh my God, I don't have money for this. How am I going to take care for this? We don't have that. We don't have this. But if you start thinking for the things you have, like number one, you're still here. If you have nothing else to be thankful that you are alive and enjoying breath, because some people didn't make it. As we are talking, people are dying right now. By the next 5 minutes, you may not take a breath. So be thankful that you are alive at the minimum thing you could be thankful for. Next is notice how you respond to stress. I get headaches when I get stressed. So even when I don't think I'm stressed, it's until I get a headache and I realize that I'm stressed. For some people, you get chest pain, and where in your body that you get the pain on is going to let you know what part of you that you are really focusing on, concentrating on, or being stressed about. Remember, disease is the dis-ease that's within your body, in your spirit, in your mind. So focus on where that is and how you're feeling and how you respond to it all. Next, you have to develop a healthy response to stress. Now that you notice where the stress is, you know what you're stressed about, what are you going to do about it? You know, you can't just keep saying, I'm stressed, I'm stressed, I'm stressed. The next thing you say, I'm stressed. Oh, okay, now it's time for me to take 3 deep breaths. Or it's time for me to just go outside and breathe some fresh air for a couple of minutes. Or it's time for me to just stop, put on a timer and a clock and take a break. Or drink something. Always drink water and breathe. I think that usually, you know, help me calm down. Another thing is, do one thing at a time. You know, I know we, especially as women, and some of us are multitaskers and overachievers, we tend to try to do something all at once. Believe it or not, you're really not doing more than one thing at the same time. Your brain switched tasks from one task to the next. You're really not. I used to fool myself thinking that I'm doing that, but as I'm getting older and I'm seeing I need bandwidth to really do the things I need to do at an expert level, I have to focus on the things that I'm doing one thing at a time. And sometimes noise, if that stresses you out, move away from that, get some calm music. With YouTube now, you can get any type of music that you want to calm you down. And that's what you need to do. And then do the priorities. You know, keep items that you need or love and get rid of the rest. Like, focus on the stuff that you know that's important to you. And get some picture coming. I know they have infusers now where you can put a little bit of essential oil that's going to help your senses calm down. Like, anything lavender does it for me. Some people like eucalyptus oil, whatever essential oil, whatever incense. Some people use that, but I'm allergic to them, so I can't use them. But I use oil. You could use those. And then keep focusing on your task, like in the next 5 minutes. Don't, not tomorrow, the next 5 minutes, the next 10 minutes. So that way you could get your task done effectively. So these are the five things that I would suggest that you do to keep yourself in a serenity and a peaceful and a calm manner. Now, don't forget, this is the season of giving, the season of change, because people get records out there, you're looking for something new, right? Season of goal setting. So keep looking out on the new course and new services I'm going to send out to you guys to help you out with that, all right? If you have any requests you'd like for me to focus on a specific topic, don't forget you could always email me, because I want to make sure whatever I'm sharing with you is always something that's of value to you. If you don't find this valuable, I do take suggestions. You know, some of them, if you do it kindly, I would prefer. But however it comes to me, I'm going to take it as an opportunity for me to grow in this area. All right? So have a great day. Don't forget to click the link and get the course. I am having my webinar again Thursday, so make sure you register for that one.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.